psychiatric nurse practitioner here, and this video teaches you how to validate your child's feelings. This is a follow-up to my last video about that YouTuber Jordan Cheyenne. I'm still angry about that. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you watch it because that is not what you should be doing. Why is it important to validate your child's feelings? Well, if a kid is consistently invalidated by their parents, they do one of several things. They either start acting out, they start shutting down, they start taking it out on themselves, and when they're older, they can start looking for validation in toxic relationships and from toxic people. And when I say validation, I don't mean agreeing with or coddling, because kids can get upset about some pretty weird things. Last week, my daughter was upset, royally pissed, because the kids in her class followed her the wrong way in school. So this is what you do. You stop what you're doing, turn and face your child, make eye contact, and if they're sitting or on the floor, get down to their level. You're going to look at them and say these simple things. I can see that you're feeling, and then insert the emotion. When my daughter was pissed about the students following her the wrong way, whatever that means, I stopped and I looked at her and I said, I can see that you're really angry and frustrated about this. I didn't say that she was justified and they don't hear it as them being justified, but she immediately was able to recognize that I was hearing her. And hearing is everything for children. You can also rephrase things back to your kid. So you could say something like, yeah, it sounds like you're really frustrated because little Johnny wouldn't share his toys with you. Rephrasing it and regurgitating it back to them, again, also shows that you're really, really listening. At that point in time, most likely your kid is going to start calming down because they know that you're getting where they're at. It's at that point in time where you can then start processing the incident with them so they can kind of see what's a valid feeling, what might have been a little bit irrational or illogical, and then kind of help work through that. They're going to be more willing to work with you in that sense because they say, okay, my mom or dad gets it. They get how I'm feeling right now. You didn't say to them, oh yeah, you should be mad that Jimmy didn't share, Johnny didn't share their toys with you. How dare they? I can't express enough how important this is to do with kids. Not only does it let them feel heard, but it also teaches them to identify their own emotions so they can express them more effectively in the future. And they're not going to feel the need to go all out to get your attention. Please let me know if you think this was helpful and let me know if you have any other questions about this.